Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Hizb al-Tahrir, Tanzania conducts dua in picketing, demanding Ummah not to abandon Gaza. Yesterday, Friday, 26 September 2025, Miladi, Rabi' 4 al-Akhir, 1447 Hijri. After Friday prayer, Hizb al-Tahrir, Tanzania organized a nationwide campaign reminding armies of the Muslim world, Muslim scholars, and the Muslim Ummah in general of their obligation to save Gaza and not to desert it. The campaign included dua at Dar es Salaam and Zanzibar, whereby at Masjid Rahma Buguruni Dar es Salaam was led by Sheikh Musa Kaleo, chairman of the Central Communication Committee, and Mas'ud Msallam, media representative of Hizb al-Tahrir in Tanzania. Dua in Zanzibar was conducted at Masjid Mubiuni, Zanzibar town. There were also picketing and Friday khutbas in different areas in Tanzania. The campaign's message below this press release addressed the armies of the Muslim world to quickly mobilize to intervene militarily to liberate Palestine, the Muslims of Gaza, Masjid Aqsa, and to uproot the awful and filthy Jewish entity. The message reminded Islamic scholars to hold accountable and straighten puppet rulers in the Muslim world whose subservience in supporting, quote, Israel has crossed the boundaries. Also, the campaign's message warns Ummah not to fall into a trap of being silent towards the issue of genocide of Gaza, because their voices would compel the scholars and armies to address this issue accordingly. Finally, the campaign reminded upon the Muslims to the obligation of working to re-establish the Islamic State Khilafah. Through it, Islam, Muslims, and all other sanctities will be entirely protected. Mas'ud Msallam, media representative of Hizb al-Tahrir in Tanzania. The destruction of Gaza is the destruction of all of us, the Islamic Ummah. This is approximately the second year since the Jewish entity began its brutal attacks, accompanied with genocide in Gaza following the event of October 7, 2023. The invasion by the Jewish entity by order, military, political, and diplomatic support from the United States, also backed by several Western countries, has resulted in unprecedented devastation. Genocidal killings have resulted in the loss of 65,000 Muslim lives and injured thousands, many of whom are women and children. According to the Ministry of Health in Gaza, the major international media outlets, other sources suggest that over 200,000 people have been killed to date. Moreover, the invasion that has already devastated almost the whole of Gaza, except a small part that is being currently finished, apart from destroying nearly three quarters of residential buildings, has caused immense destruction to human resources and various infrastructures. For instance, more than 270 journalists have been killed as of August 2025. Al Jazeera Channel. Hundreds of teachers, including those of universities, have been killed. Approximately 1,400 healthcare workers have been killed. ReliefWeb. 79% of mosques and three churches have been destroyed in the Strip. More than 255 Islamic scholars have been killed, and many others are in detention, etc. Gaza Waqf Ministry. Among 36 hospitals in the Gaza Strip, few are operating, with many being bombarded or destroyed, etc. Not to mention the ongoing, quote, Israeli invasion of the West Bank, accompanied by killings, demolitions, farmland destruction, forced evictions, arbitrary arrest, and so on. All the oppression, brutality, and mass killings being conducted by the Jewish entity while, for the sixth time, the United States votes against the resolution of Gaza ceasefire to prevent the invasion and genocide, not to mention her threats to the International Criminal Court, ICC, all in favor and defending, quote, Israel, despite the United Nations Independent Commission of Inquiry and some, quote, Israel domestic human rights institutions openly declaring that the entity is committing genocide in Gaza. O armies in the Muslim world, especially neighboring to the Jewish entity, do you know for sure that you have huge obligation before Allah Ta'ala to save Gaza because you have power in your hands. Do you know that the power you possess is a trust from your Lord to safeguard and protect your people and not puppet rulers? Do you still doubt the evils and cruelties of the Zionist entity? What are you waiting for to liberate Gaza? Are you still hesitating while trusting the entity despite all that it continues to do, including the prime minister openly declaring their goal of seizing our lands to complete their, quote, Great Israel Project? Or are you still hoping that the Zionist entity would bring peace and stability while you are witnessing every day their attacks on Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, and recently Qatar, etc.? This entity does not respect neither the sovereignty of any country according to their false international laws, nor the treaties and agreements. Take this golden opportunity to uproot, quote, Israel, and show Allah Ta'ala your true bravery, which we have no doubt about it. And you are the sole hope of our ummah. O beloved Muslim scholars, who would hold accountable, criticize, and straighten puppet rulers in the Muslim world, whose subservience in supporting, quote, Israel has crossed the boundaries of shame. These puppets use their ports, airspace, and resources of the Muslim Ummah to facilitate in enabling the, quote, Israeli to continue destroying Gaza, and strangely at the same time demanding that Hamas release captives and surrender their weapons. These puppets supporting the dangerous policy of the, quote, two-state solution, which is a dangerous trap against the Muslim Ummah, a trap solution that some Western countries like the UK and France pretend to support it in, quote, compassion for Palestine, yet hide behind it because from the very beginning they have been hand in hand with, quote, Israel in its brutality. Raise your voices, O scholars. Use your pulpits and other platforms to strongly criticize the puppet rulers who have reached a lowest level than even slaves. Don't you see how Qatar has flattered America by giving Trump huge amounts of money and other lavish gifts, and then America gives the Jewish entity weapons and permission to attack their country? Is there a greater shame and humiliation than this? Trump and the Jewish entity consider these puppet rulers as inferior, even to the level of cats. O scholars of the Ummah, no matter how long time passes, do not abandon or exhaust in helping Muslims of Gaza, because they are part of our Ummah. So galvanizing the troops and the Ummah to stand steadfast and in fulfilling their duties towards Gaza, do not forget the Muslims of Gaza, at the very least with dua in your mosques. O honorable Islamic Ummah, do you know that your silence is dangerous in matters like this and its likes? If you stand firm with your voices, you will compel the scholars and armies to accordingly address the issue of your ummah. Do not fall into the trap of the devil by being oblivious. Are you being outdone by disbelievers who raise their voices in defending the people of Gaza only driven by humanity alone? While you have an Islamic aqidah and Islamic Brotherhood, your voices are an obligation to encourage scholars and armies of Muslim nations to take action. In conclusion, what is happening in Gaza and other sufferings in the Islamic world are the results of our Ummah lacking the Khilafah Caliphate state to protect and manage the affairs of our Ummah, including safeguarding our wealth, honor, and blood. It is a duty upon every Muslim to work to reestablish the Khilafah state, which is the true shield for all of us. 26th September 2025 CE, 4 Rabi' al-Akhir, 1447 AH. Hizb al-Tahrir, Media Office, Tanzania.